under my mattress. No, I don't have cash in the house. I just, yeah, have money in the bank.
I think there are people that still have cash under the mattress, and primarily, I think, Henry, that's because the investment environment is so bad, they're not getting a return on their investment. So there's no point in putting it into banks or into credit unions, and credit unions don't want that much cash. So, yes, unfortunately, they probably do keep it under the mattress, which isn't safe for anybody. So I think, you know, the government needs to look at the overall investment environment and maybe working with the European Investment Bank to look at where people can actually get a return on their savings.
Paul Bailey from the Irish League of Credit Unions. Why are people saving like they've never saved before?
I think it's got something to do with people are afraid of what's ahead. If people lose their jobs, if they have to seek forbearance on their mortgage payment, for example. So they're actually saving, and we've noticed a huge increase year on year compared to up to June this year, for example. We've noticed an increase of over 600 million in savings coming into credit unions. That's unprecedented. Now, it has slowed down recently, and indeed have begun to borrow from credit unions for home improvements and for car loans. But the concern is that if we return to another lockdown, that the same pattern will emerge again and people will start saving and not spending. And people not spending is not good for the economy.
I'm Derek Bresnan from Brezzi's Wood-Fired Pizza in Pope Marnock.
So people are buying pizza, they're saving on other things, but they're still having takeaway.
Yes, we've been open throughout the whole period. We're deemed an essential service. We're primarily a collection and delivery business, so it's like a treat.
What about yourself? Are you saving any money?
No, I'm not saving any money. All my money goes into the business to pay all our taxes and all our suppliers. Especially at this time, we're trying to pay people more often just to help everybody because, you know, we literally have to support the industry.
Are you saving much?
Not now, no. I was in lockdown, but not now. The last 2 or 3 weeks, it's like as if I've gone mad.
What have you bought in the last few weeks?
Don't ask.
And why is it that the Irish have 10 billion saved in their bank accounts, in their credit unions, since the beginning of this pandemic?
Because we weren't out spending. Do you know what? I'm getting ready for Christmas because I'm not prepared to queue outside the shops. Yeah, I bought stuff for the house. Tat.
You bought tat?
Yes, tat, pretty much. Yeah, tat.
I guess we were saving. I mean, we've been outdoors a lot, swimming in the sea, getting free therapy from the sea. You know, it's a great way to be able to see people, but to be able to be apart but together. When we spend, we've been spending in local businesses and very conscious of now trying to spend locally for Christmas as well. I definitely have saved more and thinking of clever ways to use it, but also, you know, been donating to charities as well. And I think that's really important to think about what extra money you might have that you can distribute in a different way.
There's no socialising, there's no going out, there's no doing anything.
So you have saved a few bob?
Yeah, but I don't know what's coming ahead though.
Have you saved some money and put it in your piggy bank?
Not really. €7.
What will you spend it on?
Sweets and toys.
200.
You've got €200. Where on earth did you get that from?
Well, we get pocket money at the end of the week and we just try to save up.
Well, you're online buying clothes and buying whatever, anything you can.
Me personally, you're holding off.
You're holding off personally.
Yeah. We don't know what's going to happen. We don't know whether, you know, instead of getting raises, you might get like the reverse, or you might lose your job or go half time or something like that. So most people I know are holding off and spending unless they have to.
Probably because I'm afraid of what's going to happen next year, maybe.
So you don't have thousands of euros stashed in the wall?
No. No. I wish. Well, I've spent a little bit on at home decorating, because I can't go out and I'm trying to keep myself sane.
The only way to stimulate the economy, to keep people in jobs, is for people to borrow money and to spend.
Let's say, for example, you've got a few thousand euro you've saved since the start of the pandemic. What should people do with it? Should they go out and buy a new TV? Should they support the local butcher and buy a really expensive steak every night of the week?
Well, I mean, any way they can support their local businesses is welcome, but I think people should consider spending their money or in a way that hopefully might give them some return, and that doesn't necessarily mean a financial return. It might give them a return of some benefit, some enjoyment, perhaps a new car, perhaps a home extension.
So you're saying spend.
Spend. At the same time, you know, spend wisely. Don't just spend all your savings, but there's no benefit to people keep saving. They're not getting any return on it.
When everyone's on the same page, Getting things done at work is easy. No matter what you do or what industry you're in, how you communicate is key. Everything you type is equally important to collaboration, and Grammarly can help. Think of it as your AI writing partner, empowering you to communicate effectively and efficiently, so you can make a bigger impact in the workplace. 96% of Grammarly users say it helps them craft more impactful writing. And as the gold standard of responsible AI, Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. By understanding your writing in context, Grammarly provides relevant, personalized suggestions. And with tone suggestions, you can navigate even the most difficult work conversations. You can also save time from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds with one click. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's GRAMMARLY.com/podcast. Easier said, done.